But as Okinawans grow older, their levels of DHEA appear to decline at a much slower rate.
You might think of DHEA as the marker on the clock. Maybe think of it as a backward, the clock's going backward, right? You're at 12, goes 11, 10, 9, 8, 1. When it hits 12 again, life's over. Okay, so Okinawans, their clock runs more slowly.
Something about the Okinawan lifestyle is slowing down their aging clock, keeping their levels of crucial hormones higher and their bodies fitter and healthier for longer.
Here we have a society that has the lowest, it seems, of everything, the longest lifespan, the lowest breast cancer, the lowest prostate cancer, the lowest colon cancer, the lowest coronary heart disease. So those kinds of things fascinate me. How could you be low in almost every single disease and have this incredibly long lifespan?
The explanation for this extraordinary phenomenon begins in the most ordinary of places. Like every town in Okinawa, the fruit and vegetable shop in Agimi lies at the heart of village life. It's here that Bradley and Craig believe the source of the Okinawa miracle can be traced.
These veggies are a type of a sweet potato. It's called, in the local dialect, it's called Beni Imo. And Beni Imo, it's the purple sweet potato.
And that, oh, look at that purple color.
You see that purple? The purple really comes out more when you cook it. The key is to get a lot of vegetables that are with the very colorful oranges, like these carrots here. Dark greens and yellow vegetables. You might think of it as a rainbow diet.